Please stand by. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this IBM TPC Standard Edition second quarter sales play conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn things over to Mr. Ron Brocek. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Erin. Well, good morning, everybody. I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. The purpose of this call is to take you through in some detail on a pretty exciting second quarter sales play that we have for the field. The play is around taking the SSPC install base and getting those devices upgraded to TPC Standard Edition. And John Miller is going to actually take you through the sales play in detail. I did send out the presentation material last night, so hopefully everybody has had a chance to replicate, and if you could pull that information up. So with that, I'll just turn it over to John.
Thanks, Ron, and good morning, everyone. Why don't you turn or open the presentation, put it in slideshow mode, and we'll start with chart number two here. And chart number two should look familiar. They're those people that are at our SSA sales event. It highlights today's environment with respect to management of the storage infrastructure. There's two important components here that I want to talk to, and then I want to move to, you know, our vision and our plan roadmap for 2008, because this has context in terms of today's sales play. In the particular chart number two infrastructure here, there's two important parts. There are a set of GUIs, which you know are required in order to interface with each one of our storage platforms here. I have one for DS8000 SVC and one for DS4000, for example, one for tape. I also have an element here called a SIMOM, and the SIMOM is important in terms of interfacing with the storage controller and collecting information for our SMIS architecture here. So if you turn to chart number three, what you'll see here is a much simpler architecture that we are on a plan to create for you. And throughout 2008, we will be enhancing our portfolio to collapse the GUIs onto our System Storage Productivity Center Master Console, or SSPC Console. We'll also be moving to move the SIMOMs and embed them into the storage hardware. So this will give customers a much more simpler environment, and it'll also give us a single point of control. And we started this particular journey with our fourth quarter announcement that coincided with the DS8000 Release 3 microcode. If you turn to chart number four, you'll see this SSPC appliance. This SSPC appliance is required for the Release 3 DS8000 install bases, whereby I do not have a working TPC environment. And it includes TPC Basic Edition that's preloaded on the 2805 MC2. That's the SSPC appliance hardware, okay? The TPC Basic Edition comes preloaded on this appliance. The package is pretty easy to configure. You can configure through eConfig, and the hardware is ordered through AAS and TPC. Basic Edition can be ordered either through AAS at the same time as the hardware, or can be ordered in Passport Advantage, which gives you the advantage to have more flexible software warranty and maintenance options. Okay, let's turn to chart number five here. This is a good comparison of what TPC Basic Edition provides. And then it gives us a comparison on what's available in Standard Edition, which is the focus of our discussion today. TPC Basic Edition provides for the topology viewer, and it also allows us to create the launch pad for the particular device element managers or the GUIs, for example, for DS8000. Okay? It allows us to see the storage in the context of the SAN fabric and its associated elements. But it's limited in terms of its function. And so for customers that want to do, for example, performance management or detailed SRM functions, for example, or want really end-to-end performance or availability management of their SAN fabric, they're going to want to move up the food chain to Standard Edition. Okay? So let's move to chart number 6 here, and we're going to talk about a play that we're running for second quarter. Now, this is a pre-approved special bid. It's available for IBMers as well as business partners, but business partners need to come through their IBM contacts in order to get access to this particular special offering. It started on April 1st, and it runs through second quarter. And it's eligible for all SSPCs that have already shipped or those that are going to ship and are in our backlog, okay? So the requirement is you must have an SSPC on order or shipped with a TPC Basic Edition license. What the offering allows us to do is it offers a very aggressive upsell or upgrade to TPC Standard Edition for a 70% off of the list price associated with the TPC Standard Edition configuration. The minimum purchase is 20 terabytes of TPC Standard Edition. This was chosen because it maps well to the average DS8000 size, okay? Now, authorization and approval here is controlled through Ron or I, who are to administer this particular play for second quarter, and I will be sending the regional virtualization leads and the first-line software managers a list of those SSPCs shipped in first quarter as well as fourth quarter 07 in a report. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. What Ron and I will need to validate with you guys is not only do you have an SSPC or have one on order in the customer, but also we'll need feedback on whether our promotion is being successful. We want feedback on the other side if we sold these, okay?
Hey, John.
Yes.
Can I just clarify on this pre-approved special bid?
Yep.
All regions within AG are eligible, so Latin America as well as Canada can participate in this pre-approved special bid.
Good point, Ron. Okay. All right, moving onwards. Okay, chart 7 is going to be something similar to what I send out to the IBM team here, which lists by region the specific customers that have acquired or have these SSPCs in the backlog. Again, we're keying off of the machine type 2805 MC2. And Ron and I are required to fundamentally validate that you have one of these in order to facilitate the promotion price. So let's turn to chart number 8 here, because this is an important chart. One of the things I wanted to talk a little bit about is that it's becoming obvious to me in conversations with clients that that fundamentally their approach over the last couple of years, which was leveraging our hardware prices on a declining cost per megabyte curve, is really not long-term and nor strategically saving them money. And so I think we need to adopt the thought and populate the thought within our customers that says, look, there's another way to control cost that long-term will be more strategic, and that is to start to understand what I'm storing out on my physical disk and how better to manage it. And TPC is our product to do that and can do that very well. We like to think that when you go and purchase some hardware, that we also include TPC. And John Foley's analogy here is that you don't go to McDonald's and just buy a hamburger. You always buy hamburger and fries. And so I think that's a really good analogy associated with the way we should approach TPC going forward. And this particular sales play is going to allow us to help reinforce that and also fundamentally accelerate our footprints within our customer install base. Now, there's clearly some particular areas that we should be clothing TPC more aggressively, and those are clearly on SDC install bases, for example, where really TPC is the only vehicle to understand what's transpiring within my virtualized environment. And it's interesting to note that now the support center is also fundamentally asking SCC customers for TPC-related reports to, in order to define potentially performance issues. And because many times SCC is not the performance bottleneck, it many times is fundamentally hot spots on the disk array. So TPC is a very important part of that particular problem diagnostics. Let's turn to chart number 9 here. I think this is another good chart because we've come a long way with TPC over the last 3 years, and I think the product's really coming into its own now with version 3.3, and it's way more than the initial product that we launched 3 years ago, which was an SRM-based product. It clearly has some very important analytics capabilities for performance and availability monitoring. It also has some very important features like the historical change element, which allows me to more rapidly diagnose where I may have a potential issue or causing some server or storage-related incident. Another important element is on chart number 10 here, and this is something new to version 3, which is called the Data Path Explorer. It leverages our topology viewer, and it allows customers to really look at their infrastructure from end to end, from the server through the HBAs, through the SAN fabric to the storage environment, and allows me then to drill down on these elements and pick out specific performance and availability information to more rapidly assess where the problem is. Chart number 11 highlights many of the functions associated with monitoring SVC. And one of the important things with any virtualized environment is that you have visibility and be able to relate virtual resources to physical resources. SVC with TPC allows one to do that very well. I also have the ability to capture specific virtual volume performance characteristics, which are very important, as well as do capacity planning on the specific nodes. And it's obviously a very important element in terms of managing, for example, an SVC global mirror environment because of the link performance data. Chart 12 also is a nice enhancement to TPC version 3, which is the ability now to manage VMware environments. We all know VMware is a very popular and pervasive architecture from a server consolidation perspective. A lot of our SCCs are hung off of VMware environments. But now TPC version 3 can show through the topology viewer the relationship between the virtual machines and the hypervisors or the VMware hardware, as well as the ability to collect specific detailed capacity information by running TPC data client on the virtual machines. And you can couple that with TSM's consolidated backup support for VMware environments as well. On chart 13, we have some new things coming. Next week, on April 8th, we're going to be highlighting some enhancements for TPC for replication, version 3.4, and most notably, we'll be announcing support for SVC's global mirror copy services functions, as well as we're going to be offering a new pricing structure for TPC replication, which will give you substantial savings. Also on June 10th, we're going to be announcing a new release of SSPC 1.2, which is now going to embrace not only the DS8000, but it'll also pick up support for the SAN volume controller, the SVC. So this is, again, fulfilling our roadmap as we move through 2008 to create a more simplified storage management platform. We will also be preloading TPC-R on the SSPC and will be providing a 60-day try-and-buy license key for TPC-R. So this is going to be really exciting for all of the DS8000 and also SVC customers that are off deploying Metro or Global Mirror. And we also hope to provide some embedded flash demos that allow customers to get a flavor for potentially TPC for disk or fabric or data functions while they're looking or using their SSPC in one of these particular environments. Now, services are an important element associated with TPC, and on chart 14, we have a number of quick starts associated with our basic TPC functions. But we're also going to be announcing in second quarter a TPC basic edition implementation services for those particular situations where you want to fundamentally help the client get SSPC up and running much quicker. The overall concept on chart 15 in terms of a sales perspective starts with the acknowledgement that I have SSPC now on the customer's floor. I may have shipped it with a DS8000 or could be one that's coming with the SVC in second quarter. Obviously, the focus of this particular play, it gives you really a very, very aggressive price to move the standard edition. But from this particular standard point, all the software sellers already recognize that this leads us into higher order enterprise management capabilities with Provisioning Manager and also some of our asset management products from Tivoli. Now, there's some important elements in terms of, I think, doing the upsell, and I think some of you know these already, and one of the things that we have done successfully is to show customers TPC. We have a number of vehicles to do that. And in addition to the SVC pre-sales workshops, we also now have a TPC pre-sales workshop, and we have a very, very aggressive schedule that's on the next two pages for you to take advantage of. And like the SVC pre-sales workshop, TPC provides for some basic information related to the value proposition of TPC and a little bit of how it is introduced into the storage infrastructure, but also fundamentally allows customers to play with it in this particular workshop. We also have a DemoNet Center, which allows IBMers and business partners to do set up remote demos for their customers, where Rick Higgins will, in fact, show customers the different elements of TPC. And, of course, we also have proofs of concept capability and the business value tool for ROI analysis, which is another important selling element. Next couple charts highlight the capabilities here that I already talked about, for example, DemoNet, how to get access to that, as well as the schedule for the SVC and pre-sales workshops. You can see that we have a much more aggressive approach with the pre-sales workshops, and we're doing very, very well. And I want to thank the sellers here in terms of getting attendance to these particular workshops. Nominations are for the attendance to these workshops are through Dominic Pruitt on the link below there. So I just want to wrap up here this morning, and I also wanted to highlight the fact that obviously Pulse is a very important customer event that's forthcoming here in May. You can be sure that TPC, TSM, and SVC are going to be parts of the storage agenda here, and we will be highlighting these products as well as having some customer speakers at Pulse. So I'd encourage you to attend and have your customers attend. So, Ron, that sort of takes us through today's material. I'm going to turn it back to you, and I think we have some time for some Q&A.
Yes. Thanks, Jen. Appreciate it. A couple things I just want to go back and highlight. Once again, the sales play is second quarter only, so we do have a reason to call, a reason to buy with this sales play. Can be a take advantage of across all regions in AG, so once again, Canada, Latin America, as well as the U.S. Our business partners can participate, you know, with this pre-approved special bid. We need to work those opportunities through your local Tivoli storage rep or your Tivoli channels rep. And then the other thing I just want to highlight is the opportunity is just quite large. We have several hundred SSPCs that shipped since last year, and every one of those are candidates for this pre-approved special bid. We have the customer hands-on sessions that are out there, and then we have Pulse really to help close the opportunity. And I strongly suggest, if you haven't seen the email from me that I sent last week with the details on the agenda, the storage agenda at Pulse, take a look at it. Very strong agenda, a lot of good speakers, customers presenting their experiences with, you know, TPC SVC as well as our class activity products TSM. So with that, I'll have the operator open up the lines. Erin, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Berchak. If you'd like to ask a question, you may signal by pressing star, then 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please ensure your mute function is disabled before you signal. A voice prompt will let you know when your line is open, and we ask that you state your name before posing your question. Once again, that's star 1 for questions, and we'll go ahead and take our first caller. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. Just wanted to clarify, when we talk about managing other storage devices across the data center, any device that is SMIS compliant or conformant, we can do, for example, some rudimentary management, creating volumes, assigning volumes, that kind of thing, right? Deleting volumes. Is that correct?
This is John Miller. Just a little point of clarification, okay? SMIS interface is important, you're right. There's a little bit deeper level of understanding that we have to realize, and in that in an SMIS implementation by a particular vendor, whether it be IBM or non-IBM, there are certain sub-profiles or profiles associated with what functions those particular vendors will allow, okay? And so, as we have found out, is that some are more mature in terms of their SMS implementation than others. So it's important that you check our website and that you can seek, you know, counsel from some of our technical people, because various devices have different support profiles or sub-profiles available to them, okay?
But provided you have the SIMOM and then they... we will be able to take advantage of any implementation they've given us through TPC Basic, right?
TPC Basic Edition, remember, this provides essentially the GUI for launching into, let's say, a DS8000 or an SVC. If you're talking about a full-blown TPC implementation, maybe disk or standard edition, right, where you're using one of the, I guess, SMIS 1.2 SIMOM, for example, yeah, if the provider, let's say, a HP box or maybe an EMC box that also has a SIMOM available to it, right, then the sub-profiles that vendor would provide would be eligible, right? Maybe it's the block service profile, which would allow us to see access to some of their disk capacity, for example, or maybe their front-end fiber channel ports. But again, it's somewhat driven by how open and how mature the SMI implementation is on their particular platform.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, John, I think it's important to point out that many times when we got into trouble with TPC deployments is when we tried to boil the ocean and try to, you know, deploy this across, you know, many different types of products out there.
Yep.
And I think it's, you know, important to remember we should start small, okay, start with the SSPC, you know, upgrade the SSPC with TPC standard edition, and then, you know, over time grow it to manage more and more of the environments.
Agreed. The most mature implementation areas, obviously, are IBM portfolios, and those particular parts of the customer install base would have the highest value proposition, right, as the rest of the industry sort of catches up.
At this time, we have no other questions in the queue. However, I'd like to give the audience another chance. That is star and 1 to signal, and we'll pause for a moment to allow everyone time to respond. We do have another question. Next caller, go ahead, please.
Hi, John. Quick question. You said that SVC is going to be supported by SSPC in the second quarter. Will SSPC be mandatory with the hardware sales of SVC like we have with the DS8000s now with TPC Basic Edition?
Yes, I believe that is the case. The master console for SVC, I believe, is getting phased out, and we're moving the SIMOM directly to the cluster. So in that case, all new SVC shipments that require or desire a master console function are going to be include a SSPC, or make use of the one for the DS8000 if that's already on a particular customer floor.
Thanks.
We have no other questions at this time, but once again, that's star one to signal, and we'll pause for just one more moment. It appears we have no further questions. Mr. Burchak, I'll turn it back to you for closing remarks.
Thank you, Erin. So once again, everyone, we have a very exciting opportunity in front of us with the SSPC, and now with this pre-approved special bid, being able to go out there and generate a reason to call, a reason to act in the second quarter. So please, take a look at your install base. Contact your sales lead in the region for the list of SSPCs that are currently deployed. And let's start, getting customers to the workshops and then, leveraging Pulse as the, closing event for the second quarter. So with that, I'd like to close the call. Thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you later.
Once again, that does conclude our conference today. Thank you all for your participation.